children stolen in the name of evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, Australian speaker and author on the book of Genesis.
I have an embarrassing story about what happened in my homeland of Australia a few decades ago. It showed how a belief in evolution can lead to terrible racist attitudes. You see, Australia forcibly removed thousands of children of mixed blood from their homes, half white, half Aboriginal, and they were placed in foster homes or institutions. This continued until about 1970. In fact, many Aboriginal people had a family member traumatized by this forced separation. But what was almost entirely omitted in the media is the evolutionary tie to this sad story. Now, there were instances when children were removed for other reasons, but with thousands of children, the more white blood the child had, the closer to real humans he or she was considered. That was one of the motivations in the forced separation. And sadly, many government policymakers accepted the teachings of Darwin. Darwin wrote that various races, having evolved separately, were at different stages in their evolutionary development, and therefore many people see the Aborigines as missing links. If my government's leaders accepted the Book of Genesis, they would have never made their racist policies.
Indeed, Darwinian evolution has fueled much racism in the past 150 years. We'd like to send 10 of Ken Ham's booklets to you on the origin of the races when you present a donation of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89 Answers.